I'm Dan Klefstad. Many gig workers in Illinois received notice from the State Department of Employment Security demanding repayment of unemployment benefits due to an error. Derek Cantu reports the agency finally has a fix for the issue.
The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or PUA, was established to provide unemployment benefits to gig economy workers impacted by COVID-19. However, many PUA recipients had their income levels misreported when they filed their claims, leading to numerous requests to recoup overpaid benefits. As a result, in December, the federal government allowed states to waive the ability to recoup overpayments. Kevin Lovellet of IDES explains how that process will work in Illinois.
The agency is creating the request form and a questionnaire, and the agency will be reaching out to individuals with PUA overpayments and supplying them with this document and asking them if they would like to request a waiver of an overpayment to please fill it out and send it back in.
Lovellet says the agency does not have the authority to administer a blanket waiver for all PUA overpayments, hence the request forms. I'm Derek Cantu.
More than 2,800 new cases, 53 additional deaths. That's the COVID-19 toll in Illinois, reported by state health officials Wednesday. Meanwhile, the state added more than 100 new COVID vaccination sites, bringing the total to 517. They include local health departments, medical and hospital locations, two new mass vaccination sites, and more than 100 additional retail pharmacies. The state says it's still working to increase the number of vaccinations administered daily, but is constrained by supply. Turning to vaccine eligibility, state officials are announcing another change, this time allowing for people with certain comorbidities to get their shots beginning February 25th. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the expansion of Phase 1B, saying an increased supply of doses will allow the most vulnerable to get inoculated no matter their age.
People with comorbidities, they have pre-existing conditions like cancer. They've either had cancer, they have it now, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or some others. And people with disabilities will be able to get vaccinated in a little more than 2 weeks.
Also included in that group are people with chronic kidney disease, sickle cell disease, pregnant women, people with obesity, and those who have had an organ transplant. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. IDOT and City of Carbondale crews are continuously plowing and spreading salt on major roads and side streets. Due to inclement weather, all Southern 7 Health Department and Head Start locations will be closed today. Also, Jackson County Courthouse will be closed. Carterville Unit 5 schools closed and have remote learning for today. Heron District 4 will utilize an e-learning day today. All events for this evening have been canceled, including parent-teacher conferences scheduled. They have been postponed until Tuesday, February 23rd. Student lunches will be available from 10 to 10:30 at Heron High School's main south entrance. Mount Vernon City Schools District 80 will be on remote learning for today and tomorrow. Parent-teacher conferences for tonight will be virtually completed between 4:30 and 7:30, and they also have meals that can be picked up at the district office from 10 to noon each day. John A. Logan College and Southeastern Illinois College will hold classes remotely today. No classes and an administrative closure today at SIU's campus, but please note the Jackson County Health Department COVID-19 vaccine clinic from noon to 6 that was scheduled for today continues. It is at SIU's Banterra Center. It will run as scheduled, they tell us. 684-3143 if you need to reschedule. More information on our website.